USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal jury has now found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan guilty on all counts in the Ahmaud Arbery hate crimes case. The men pled not guilty to one count of interference of rights and attempted kidnapping. The McMichaels were each charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm in relation to a federal crime of violence. The McMichaels and Bryan were already convicted in state court of murdering the 25-year-old black jogger and are serving life sentences. The McMichaels are also not given the possibility of parole. The U.S. will act with Germany to ensure the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline does not move forward if Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The statement came after German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said his country is moving to halt the multi-billion-dollar pipeline, which was to provide Russian natural gas to Germany and other countries. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is now saying that his government still requires the use of emergency powers even after anti-mandate protesters were cleared from Ottawa over the weekend. Trudeau said the state of emergency is not over. There continues to be real concerns about the coming days, claiming that there's the possibility of some new blockades. Trudeau argued that the Emergencies Act invoked last week to quell record protests in the country is still necessary for law enforcement to respond to weeks of dangerous and unlawful activities. U.S. women's soccer stars have reached a $24 million settlement with the U.S. Soccer Federation following a lawsuit over unequal pay with men's players. The landmark settlement was announced years after a group of five women's national team players filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint over inequality in pay and treatment. According to the terms of the settlement, U.S. soccer will pay men and women at an equal rate in the future in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A shark has put together a new pharmacy that could save you big bucks. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban announced the launch of his online pharmacy at the beginning of the year. Cuban was asked on Fox Business if he'd ever consider running for president in the future, and he says he thinks this new company will be a better focus for him.
What I'm finding out, particularly with CostPlusDrugs.com, I can have a far greater impact than trying to pretend whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat in plain party politics.
He says the goal of the online pharmacy is to eliminate middlemen and bring lower drug prices to America. A Gallup poll released in September found that some 18 million Americans reported being unable to afford at least one doctor-prescribed medication in the previous 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, they say good things come in twos, and on this particular Tuesday, I guess it does. The date is February 22nd, 2022. Of course, when you write it, it's 2-22-22 on a Tuesday. The last time there was a six-digit palindrome date, which is what this is called, was November 11th, 2011. It's also a special date for people heading to their nearest chapel to get married. And in Sacramento, California, 222 couples will participate in a wedding at the state capitol, ceremony starting at 2 o'clock Pacific time and concluding precisely at 2:22 p.m. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.